A little after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the rangers packed up their belongings and marched out of Ballincarreen, heading straight for Platero, which lay a little more than 2 miles to the south. As they walked, Hosan's guerrillas flanked the right side, Pahota's guerrillas flanked the left. Now they were a force of some 300 armed men fanning out over the rice fields. Despite Pahota's well-lodged caveats, everything remained set to begin at sunset that night, about 3.5 hours hence. Prince asked Pahota whether the dogs in Platero could be tied up and muzzled to keep the racket down. Pahota sent his messengers ahead to remedy the situation. On the outskirts of Platero, several Alamo scouts were waiting for Musi with bad news. Just as Pahota had warned, a large contingent of Japanese troops was pulling out of Cabanatuan City. Now hundreds, possibly thousands, of Imperial Army soldiers were marching northeast on Highway 5, heading directly for the prison camp. Hearing that, Musi made his decision instantly. Pahota was right. Continuing on would be suicidal, a head-on collision. There was no way around it. The attack had to be delayed. As Musi later told the New York Times, there was nothing we could do against that force. Musi ordered his communications man to call in the news to 6th Army headquarters. The Rangers were supposed to break radio silence only in the most exigent circumstances, but these circumstances certainly qualified. The radio operator transmitted the encoded message. New developments. 24-hour delay. After a few long minutes, the radio man got the truncated reply. Message acknowledged. And the men stumbled toward Platero, immensely relieved by their late-breaking extension.